The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome in. Those of you just joining us here, it's me and Dell now the rest of the way here on this Monday back. I didn't want to go. I had to go last week for a couple that didn't want to. I had to take a couple, 3 days off. Mm-hmm. It was a grueling 3 days, but I appreciate all the well wishes.
Are you feeling the absence of Raheel? Because he would be the one to ask you how it went, what you do. Neither of us cared about what you did.
No, I don't. I don't care that either of you ask or that Raheel asked.
Okay.
No, it was grueling, but I was able to get through it.
It wasn't grueling.
You have no idea. Okay. You don't know what
I
went through.
Yes, I do. Because the initial thing you sent us, really the only thing you sent us from your trip, was you on some national park that was ruined by a golf course. You're like, oh, look at this. Oh, look. Golf just ruined this beautiful, majestic place. Great. No.
The number one mountain golf course in the country.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But that's okay.
The number one national forest was fun too. Sure, it was the number one national forest in the country before golf got involved.
Yeah.
And ruined it.
And not ruined it. Made it enjoyable for everyone.
Made it worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, so you would rather get eaten by a bear than have a golf course where everyone can love and enjoy each other.
No, I'd rather the people who ruin the park get eaten by the bears.
Mm-hmm.
The bear should have a say. Like, the bear should be able to roam around and say, oh, you're on hole five? Let me take my shot at you. You ruined my natural habitat. I get to take my shot.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not guaranteed that I'll kill you, but I should at least get to take a swipe at you, see if you can avoid it.
Here's,
that's all I'm saying.
No. Here's the deal. It is gorgeous. And people can enjoy it now as opposed to your stupid road.
You know,
way.
Somehow people enjoy national parks too and they don't get destroyed by golf. It happens.
No one does that.
People go there all the time to
boring.
Camp.
Boring.
Because golf is known as exciting.
What do you think about, should Deshaun be surprised the Ravens released my guy, Earl Thomas, hearing all the noise, but Earl's always been someone I can rely on when I had questions. I have nothing but respect for him. Can't wait to see where he lands. That's not exactly a huge endorsement for the Texans getting him, which I don't think there's any chance. I don't think the Texans take
him. Texans had their shot before last offseason. I mean, before last season, and said, no, we're not that interested.
But then, I mean, for the price tag, and now for the headache that it is.
Well, how much will it cost to get Earl Thomas this year? What's his market now? We know.
Well, he's lowering it, that's for sure.
Allegedly, the Cowboys are interested, but I can't imagine the market's is one that is going to be a giant bidding war for him. I mean, the Ravens looked at it as one of the model franchises in football, said, beat it. We don't want you. You're a Pro Bowler, and we don't want you. You made the Pro Bowl for us. But we had the best record in the AFC last year, number one seed, and we don't want you anymore.
So he had a signing bonus of $5 million and a base salary of $10 million, which is why it's $15 million dead cap for the Ravens. And he's a $10 million guy, $10, $12 million guy. Not anymore, though.
No, and if you're a team that's a player away from a title, I think you think about signing Earl Thomas. The Texans ain't a safety away.
No. And they just picked up like 12 safeties.
Well, yes, that certainly is
not
an
Earl
issue.
Thomas.
They're
safeties.
Not great players, but they did pay some guys.
Earl Thomas is still a very, very good player.
True. I mean, like I said, he was a Pro Bowler last year. I just don't think it makes sense for the Texans to spend money on Earl Thomas.
Mm-mm.
And Deshaun may like him, and that's, I get it, but it's all well and good when he's not on your team. What if he's a disruptive force on your team? Then your guy may not be all that enjoyable to be around. We kind of find that out a lot. I mean, James allegedly was pushing to get Chris Paul here, and it was fine for about a year. Then all of a sudden, it wasn't that great anymore because Chris Paul is always still going to be Chris Paul.
Well, Chris Paul is, that's a difference. This is closer to Antonio Brown than it is Chris Paul. You know what I'm saying? Chris Paul just, I think, pushed too hard, was too, you know, too disciplined, too vocal for James. I mean, he was just all about ball. Earl Thomas is about punching you in the face.
Yeah, there are differences, certainly, but I think my point is, from afar, you can love, he can be your guy when he's not around on a daily basis. And now they're on different sides of the ball. what Earl Thomas doesn't affect the offense so much, but if Earl Thomas is a distraction, that's going to filter throughout the entire team. So, I mean, Deshaun, it might be best if Earl is just one of your guys off the team as opposed to a guy on your team. And I don't know, but all I know is when you get thrown off the team for punching your teammate, you're probably a problem.
Yep.
And the Texans, he wouldn't fit the Texans because Bill O'Brien ain't looking for dissenting opinions.
No. Bill O'Brien, you know what? I think Cal is still probably a lot like his dad, his mom and dad, and that we ain't taking problems on here. We ain't doing this. Knowledge is power. Yeah, knowledge is power, knowing what kind of guy it is. What kind of guy
he is.
But
he did that whole brother tag team in Houston, right? Wasn't that here?
I don't think it was. He was here right after.
Oh, he was here right after. Yeah, you saw him.
I saw him at the Post Oak. He was at the pool with some girls, and I think his brother.
Yeah.
I think they were having another adventure.
Event?
This is an interesting story about, and I think that, you know, Lance is doing this, the commercials for CoreMed, the echocardiogram. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not going to be soon that echocardiograms are going to be required for all athletes, especially if you can do it economically.
Well, we saw, I don't know what they did for Max Duggan from TCU,
yeah,
the quarterback who, because of their enhanced COVID testing. Now, it wasn't because he tested positive, but just because they're going through these tests now as part of the Big 12's mandate, and I think the SEC is doing something similar, they found a long-lasting heart issue that he had since he was a kid. So they found it. They corrected it. He'll be out indefinitely. But because of the new standard for making sure your athletes are healthy, they found something that who knows what could have happened.
Yeah. Well, and if we, obviously it was a long time ago, but if Hank Gathers had it,
yeah,
you know, I mean, there was I think it's going, and especially now with this virus that most people will get, or many people will get, that it's going to be, it should be a prerequisite for every athlete. We got to find out how your heart is.
Yeah, and the SEC has said that they were doing this, the heart stuff, for years, and maybe other conferences. I think even Mac, I keep calling him Mac, what's his name? Ross Bjork was on with us, talked about, well, we've been checking the heart. The heart thing is standard. Yeah. We do this all the time.
Yeah, but the doc said EKGs aren't enough.
Yeah.
The echocardiogram. And actually, it's pretty cheap. So it's relatively cheap to get this done. And they'll come to you. I mean, this is a no-brainer that all athletes should be getting this.
Yeah, I don't know if we're advanced to the point where it's so monetarily. Maybe it's not something. Maybe it's certainly not as cheap as what we're going to find out with Saliva Direct. But spend the money for your athletes. They're out there playing, and we all have had the conversation about the money, particularly football athletes or football players bring in. Do what you have to do.
Well,
do everything possible.
Yeah, and that eliminates, too, because we see how many kids that have just passed out, died on the field, the practice field, in the workout room, whatever, and they were pushing them too hard. Well, maybe they weren't being pushed too hard because the other kids were doing the same stuff. Maybe they just had an issue. And if you find that out, then you're going to you eliminate that. How much better is it going
to
be?
I don't, to be honest, I don't care how much it costs. What if you can? And I know it may save one out of 500 kids, but that one kid is worth more than whatever it's going to cost you to test everyone as many times as you have to.
Yeah. No. It'll be well worth it, and especially now since the virus affects the heart, and we know that it affects the heart. You can't have kids out there that shouldn't be out there. Or, look, he had a procedure that's done, and Doc was in here saying that last week. Said, you know, we can fix this. And somebody was giving me the business. Oh, you mean it's life-threatening, like concussions or like spinal issues or, you know, not life-threatening, but threatening. These kids are taking risks, like ACLs. Oh, John, yeah, heart's just like an ACL. Actually, it is. You can fix it.
Yeah. I mean, some things are more extreme, but the heart can be prepared as well.
That's right.
Particularly when you catch it in time.
You can repair the heart, huh, John?
The doctor just told you. Doctors
probably smarter
will tell
than you are.
Doctors will tell you that.
Twitter, probably smarter than you are, Twitter. I want to talk right now about some smart people, as a matter of fact. They made a CBD oil that can actually mix with water. It's technology that nobody else has, but they have it at CBD American Shaman. And American Shaman, I've been there, done that, doing it, using it, played golf all last week, and I used my And I use my my CBD oil because otherwise my hip starts to hurt and knee, whatever. It's going to be affected by it. And the inflammation is definitely lessened because of the CBD oil. And this is why I use it. I use it to help sleep, to help relax. Honestly, if you have nervous, if you have anxiety, the CBD oil will definitely help you. It has helped me. And so if you're looking for that in that place, knowledgeable people you tell them what's bothering you and they will help you and they will have a CBD oil for you. It's CBD American Shaman. Shop CBDTX.com. They got stores all over the city, 30 of them around in the area from Katy to Beaumont and from Galveston to past Conroe. So if you're looking for that CBD oil, CBD American Shaman, shop CBDTX.com, shop CBDTX.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
The Chevy Open Road Sales event continues at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. Right now, you can get 15% cash back from MSRP on most 2020 Equinox and Track models. Plus, get 12% cash back on most 2020 Blazers. Cha-ching! Want a Texas-sized truck? Get $6,000 cash allowance on new 2020 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition. That's huge. Get your new Chevy vehicle today at Gulf Coast Chevrolet. You can shop online at LanceZCars.com. Remember, Chevy. Find new roads.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Well, that's official. 2020 sucks. I mean, I don't know that it took this, but Bregman out 3 weeks now. Looks like. Hamstring.
Didn't you always feel... Well, I wouldn't say always, because... Entering the year, you felt pretty good about your rotation. Colors coming back, Verlander, Greinke. And then you thought the lineup, we're going to shove it in everyone's face. But as soon as Verlander went down, I thought, all right, this season has the potential to go sideways real quick. And ain't nothing since that point has said it's going to do anything but that. Yordan out for the year. Bregman out 3 weeks, which wouldn't really mean much normally. But how many games is that in a 60-game year? Like 12 right now? Like if you include off days, 3 weeks, you're probably... And this is 3 weeks after diagnosis, right? Because he's already missed how many games? So it's 3 more weeks.
Well, I don't know if they meant it's 3 weeks total or... I don't know.
Because he's missed...
He missed the weekend series, right?
He missed the Padres series.
Yeah. Didn't he get hurt in the...
He got hurt in the Colorado series, right?
Was it Colorado you got hurt?
I'll look it
or...
up.
All right.
Well, we're probably talking about, what, 15 games at a minimum he's going to miss?
At least.
Out of 60?
Yeah.
Yeah, the season's done.
Now, well, you know, it's still not a bad lineup, but what kind of world are we living in where Kyle Tucker hits fourth and Michael Brantley hits sixth?
It's 2020.
2020 sucks. Why is Kyle Tucker in the four? I know he's hitting better, but good Lord, it's Michael Brantley. Yeah, and it's still not a bad lineup. Springer, Altuve, Correa, Tucker, Gurriel, Brantley. 1-6, you're still pretty good.
Yeah, Bregman, his final game was the first game in Colorado, which was what? Was it Wednesday?
They played two here and then went there.
Yeah, it was Wednesday. That was his last game. So he missed so he's probably out 15 to 20 games. Because of the setup, they're probably going to make the playoffs, but are we just going to watch it with passive indifference? Like, okay.
This is not a championship team.
No.
Not unless Verlander gets back. Not unless Bregman comes back healthy. Unless they're on all cylinders, this is not even close to a championship team. Man, Tampa's looking good. They're looking real good. They're actually past the Yankees now. The Twins are good. There's no chance the Astros are making
you
got to beat a team with a winning record.
Well, what I was going to say. Over the course of the rest of the season, how many games they played? 28? With 32 games to go, they still have a couple games against the A's, games against the Dodgers, games against the Padres. Unless we see a turnaround against winning clubs, you can beat up on the Lambs all you want. You're going to enter the playoffs thinking, all right, winning teams you're facing, you're done here. But they have 30-plus games to change that, less than that against winning teams, but I got to see a change.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Here's an interesting story. Best shot at comeback player of the year. And here's the list. Ben Roethlisberger. Okay. Cam Newton. Rob Gronkowski. AJ Green. Alex Smith. JJ Watt. Matthew Stafford, David Johnson, Trent Williams, and Derwin James. All of them have, if Alex Smith plays even pretty well, it almost has to be him.
He almost died.
Yeah. I mean, that's all they have to do is put up the picture of his leg. And to say that he can play again in the NFL at quarterback and he can do it efficiently, then I think he's almost a lock. I think sentimentally, Cam might be a. If New England plays well, and here's the thing about Stidham. Oh yeah, they want to see Stidham. Stidham is if they lose three of the first four games, guess who's going to be there? Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Stidham's going to have to win. While they want to see, and they're going to do everything in their power, Stidham's got to win. Otherwise, because you got Cam Newton sitting there, Bill Belichick.
As much as the positivity, as much as that positive feeling we felt, at least we heard from Patriot people about Stidham, he's not a first round pick. There's no big investment in Stidham. So if he's bad early, they're not gonna have Cam sitting there for four more games because they have an investment in Stidham. He's a mid round pick. You can go find one of those next year.
Yeah. JJ, I mean, it's almost like he's a comeback player of the year candidate every year, isn't he?
He's always hurt.
What the hell?
I think the front runner is Alex Smith, and it's clear.
Yep.
Trent Williams, what's his comeback? Because he didn't want to play for the Redskins last year?
He just wanted to sit around and eat.
Well, that's your opinion. I don't know about the eating part.
Well, I'm sure he ate.
Well, everyone eats, but I don't think that was his main goal. I don't think that was his main goal.
I didn't say anything that didn't happen.
What did you say? He just wanted to sit around and eat.
Well, he wanted to eat.
The implication is he didn't want to play football. He would rather eat.
No, that's not an implication. You assume what you want to assume. Okay? I just said it. That's all.
I'm inferring.
How about David Johnson?
Get it. What's he got to do to win comeback player of the year?
He's got to have... Well, yeah, he's 4 years away from being any good. But yeah. No, he could absolutely. I think David Johnson, he's been hurt. He's been ineffective.
Yeah, but he was only good for one season.
Right. But if he has a big year this year.
But it's been the 3 years of him being the same guy. What's he coming back from?
Well, injuries. I mean.
How injured was he last year? I thought he was just ineffective, so they gave more carries to other guys. They traded for Kenyon Drake and they gave Edmonds more carries.
But being crappy does help you win a comeback player of the year award.
But he's been crappy for most of his career.
Right, which makes it even harder.
I don't think it should be
good.
I just think he is what he is. In the 2016 was the aberration.
Isn't AJ Green hurt a lot too?
Well, they shut him down because they didn't really have a chance to win.
Yeah,
and he's missed part of training camp this year too.
You think Joe can make maybe? I mean, he's probably got the best shot with Joe.
The report over the weekend was that Joe Burrow had a nice day, first day in pads. I think he was like 9 for 10, a couple of touchdowns. AJ Green didn't participate; he wasn't practicing. So I think the question will be: I don't know who he did it against, whether it's first team, second team, but question will be for Joe: how often will AJ Green be available?
Well, that'll be kind of a big deal
because John Ross, who has been injured in it. And kind of a bust is there. T. Higgins is there. So you've got young guys with pedigree. But it'd be really nice for him to have the accomplished Pro Bowler around. And we'll see for A.J. Green. Oh, 32 years old, so there's not a lot of time left for A.J. Green either.
Gronk is going to be difficult because there's so many weapons there. He doesn't have to rely on his whoopee like he did in New England.
But will he rely on his whoopee?
I don't know.
His whoopee.
I don't know. And there's more tight ends there too. I mean, it's not
true.
Brady hasn't had this talent around him.
I do believe he will lean on his guy though, because this guy has showed up like as good as the Tampa Bay receivers are as far as weapons. Mike Evans will drop a pass or two.
Yeah, but don't forget. I mean, it's already been he's already been called. Bruce has already called him out for not being in shape. He's been scuffling.
I'm sure
trying to get in shape.
But if he's playing. And on the field, I don't have any doubt that Brady will lean on him.
Is he the same big, dominant guy?
We don't know.
Remember how skinny he got this offseason?
Yeah, I don't know where he is weight-wise. I'm not looking a lot at Tampa Bay's training camp pictures to see what Gronk looks like. But I think Brady will lean on him until he can't anymore. So I think Gronk's got a real shot. But he's way behind. I think he's way behind a quarterback who was injured. Like Alex Smith, Matt Stafford's another guy who can.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger and Stafford will probably put up big numbers. Smith will be because he almost lost his leg.
Yeah.
So if he even plays and is average, the sentimental value of that will win him that award. All you got to do is, I pulled up his story as you were talking. Ugh, that leg.
No. It's the you can't even look at it. It looks like it's a burn thing. It's like he's a burn victim.
Yeah, looks straight at us a movie, a sci-fi movie or a war movie is what his leg looks
and
like.
And Cam is moved. Hey, Stidham's got an injury, right? He's got a hip injury, and Belichick. This is an important year for Belichick. Belichick has got to prove that it wasn't Brady.
Well, all his guys decide they're not playing.
How many, I know, but how he, you know what? Then even more so,
he'll get a pass.
No, well, here's the deal: is he doesn't want what he wants. He'll probably grind worse than he's ever grinded.
Oh, I know he doesn't want to pass, but I don't care how this season goes. Sure, AFC's fans, people who hate the Patriots will delight, but there's not that hate for the Patriots in the media who are creating these narratives. He'll get a pass. He'll be like, well, all his guys opted out. Brady's not here. First year back. If he's anywhere near comp, if he wins 7 games, people will laud him for doing a great job. Can you name a Patriot wide receiver right now?
Oh, that one dude.
Exactly. I mean, I know N'Keal Harry because they're all disappointed in him because he didn't show up last year. But it's a bunch of guys. They're an Edelman, clearly. They've always been just a bunch of guys except for Randy Moss, but Brady elevated that team. I don't think there's a ton of talent on that team, particularly offensively.
No. No, and there hasn't been. Brady's like, I'm out. You guys ain't going to get nobody? I'm out.
Look, he might.
I got to do it all every year.
He might. Now, there's a reputation for the Patriots that they people believe they're better than maybe I think they are as far as talent because of the past. But if people start to realize they're not that talented, and he particularly in the second half of the year, they start to play well, I think it's almost a win-win for Belichick. He'll get a pass if they stink. And if they're good, it's like, wow, man, can't believe the job Bill did.
Well, they got Sanu there now. Edelman, Sanu, and Keel.
Ugh, that's not a legit.
Gunnar Olszewski.
Who was that? A wide receiver?
Jacoby Myers. Yeah.
You don't want any of those guys.
Damir Bird, Matthew Slater, Devin Ross, Will Hastings, just a nonstop.
Of what?
Hijinks and hilarity.
I'm sure it'll be fun for Cam throwing those guys.
Oh, my God. Cam is going to.
Cam's like, wait a minute. I was in Carolina.
The tight ends are Devin Asiasi, Dalton Keene, and Ryan Izzo. How's that?
Ryan Izzo, overrated Florida State tight end. He was.
Wait, everybody that Florida State is to you.
I don't think Dalvin Cook's overrated, but Ryan Izzo was overrated in the draft process, at least when he was at Florida State. Cam was in Carolina, and before McCaffrey got there, everyone was talking about Cam doesn't have a lot of weapons. He had better weapons than Carolina.
Yeah. No kidding. No. No kidding. But if they win, there's your coach of the year and your comeback player of the year.
Cam?
Yep.
I could see it. Yeah. It'll be, you know how good you have to be to beat Alex Smith if he plays?
Yeah. If Alex Smith is even on the field, it's going to be tough. All right. 1029 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. DNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.
I screwed up my credit when I was younger.
I often find myself scraping by right before rent is due.
If you need cash or are looking to rebuild credit, Possible Finance can loan you up to $500 in minutes. Good credit not required. Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app.
Within an hour of applying, there was money on my debit card. Where else are you going to get money at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night?
Repay the loan in installments and change your payment date with no fee.
For someone who's building credit, this is the best. My credit score went up after the first two payments.
I had trouble paying, so I moved my payment 2 weeks later without hurting my score. It helped big time.
Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app and get the money you need in minutes. Text PAID to 64000 to download Possible Finance. Text PAID to 64000.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman, and Allstate Siding and Windows, a family-owned company, is open for business. Everything from the best quality siding windows, we have it all. Call us today for a free consultation. Learn more about our summer specials, 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Rockets at 3 today. I'm excited. I like day games. I like day playoff games. Get them over with. Let's go. Let's go. So far, the home team has won. Home court advantage has met a bunch in this series. So far, home team has won every game. So there's that. Did you see Sophie Turner? Sophie Turner, Sansa?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what's up?
She was reunited with her throne from the Game of Thrones finale.
So someone sent her the Queen of the North throne?
It's in her house now. And she just wrote, she sent an Instagram piece out, and she just said, welcome home.
Yeah, I don't remember what that looked like. It just looked like the normal chair that she always sat in.
Because she's Queen of the North.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, even leading up to that point, I don't remember it being a special chair. Was it?
It was, yeah.
Did they make a throne for her?
Yeah, they made a throne for her.
Okay. Where's she going to put that thing?
She's got it, in her house. It's up against a brick wall. I don't know. Maybe it's outside. I don't know. No, it looks like Sophie should have a big enough house. I like Sophie a lot.
No, I'm not questioning her monetary situation. Like, where you put that? How does that fit in your home? Yeah. That's all.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you have a medieval room.
Yeah.
You might have a medieval room. You don't know.
Yeah. These are the times as far as her and the others. What do they do afterwards? Now, they're going to be in movies, but the Queen of...
She was a superhero already, right?
Yeah, those movies were terrible. Yeah. It wasn't her fault. They were just badly written. The X-Men movies as a whole have all pretty much been crap, at least the most recent ones. I'm trying to think. Like, she did that. Daenerys has done some romantic comedy. She tried to do the Terminator thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a rough go.
Once you get labeled in that, yeah.
Yeah, because no one's going to really think of you as anything other than that. And can you pick the right projects? Because most of them were like little to not at all known actors. Then they found thing.
Now, you know what, though? It's a money grab, bro. After you win a major, okay, what you do is every time someone wants to have a corporate outing and they'll give you $100,000 to show up for a couple of days and do lessons or play with people. You do it. You just, it's a money grab. That's what you do. And this is what they're doing.
It's a
money grab.
Oh, I know all actors, even ones who have had successful movies, smaller movies or Academy Award movies, always got to take the money movie. They always have to take it because how do you keep the bill? How do you keep the bill? Yeah, the lights on. Right. You have to take the money movie. So they've already taken those. Like she did the X-Men thing, and she's young. She's only in her maybe mid to late mid 20s now, so she's got a long period of acting.
She just had a kid.
Yeah, she's
she's married to Joe Jonas. I really like her though, because every time you see her,
she's drinking
at a hockey game or wherever. She's throwing beers down or wine or whatever.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, she's only 24, so there's plenty of time to carve out a career outside of Game of Thrones, because I think she started like at 15 or something.
24 and she likes to drink, and yet she had a child already.
Well, she's a married woman.
Right, I know she's a married woman, but you could wait. Man, have some fun before you have that.
Well, I mean, some people love children, love a family. I don't understand those people.
Robb Stark and Aegon are going to be in Marvel's Eternals.
Yeah, that's probably the move some of them become. Like, I think Jon Snow is going to be in a...
See, Jon Snow is difficult. Robb Stark looked different when he was in...
Bodyguard? Bodyguard show on Netflix?
Oh, and he was in the Elton John movie.
Yes.
Yeah. And he had played a role where he and Elton John were doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think even Jon Snow or Kit Harington is in a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. That might be the thing they do now. That's how you try to get yourself back in. Maybe you're not a lead role, so everything doesn't fall on you, but you kind of become that. Oh, there he is.
That's him.
He's in a superhero movie.
Look, I know him.
Maybe his face is all covered, so he doesn't even look like Jon Snow. But that's how you get roles, so people stop associating you with that. But I'm pretty sure he's in a superhero movie too.
How much to play golf with JG? Nothing. So just
if you provide the course, you don't have to pay anything.
All right. You don't have to pay me.
You said Robb Stark was in the Eternals because Jon Snow's in the Eternals.
He said Adrian said Robb Stark. Maybe it's Jon Snow.
Yes, Jon Snow's in the Eternals.
Yeah. It's
another comic
book. Robb Stark has had a few different roles. You're like, hey, that's Robb Stark making out with that guy. Oh.
What did Robb Oh, you're talking about Elton John again.
I'm doing other stuff. Whoa, Robb Stark, you're pretty aggressive.
Well, let me know.
I'm not sure that you'd be king of the North doing all that.
Not if you're doing it in public. We know Renly did that. He had to keep it private.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jon Snow going into rehab?
He had depression.
Oh, but if he was drinking, you just call him a quitter.
Well, yeah, I'm not out about that. But he was depressed. He had depression issues. Apparently, he didn't. I guess it's like, it might be like kind of like an athlete. After he's done with his career, he's like, man, what's left in life?
Probably doesn't know.
Jon Snow was like, I ain't going to be, everybody's not going to love me anymore.
What's my next step? I got this wife I got from the show. Am I happy? No. Like, he married a Ygritte.
He married Ygritte, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, but he's bouncing back. He's in a new Marvel movie. I don't know how good it'll be, but, and he's only, what is he? He's only 30. No, he's 34. Sorry. He'll be 34 in December. So all these guys are young. Like, the biggest stars from that show are young. They got plenty of time.
Yep. Yep. Did you see the Lakers jerseys today?
They're going to be honoring Kobe with the Black Mamba jerseys.
Yeah, Kobe's birthday yesterday.
They're going to sell them. Is it a little scuzzy to commemorate Kobe by making money off his name?
Well, how do you do it though?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, Nike has a whole Black Mamba Mamba Week, I think is what it's called. It started yesterday for Kobe's birthday, and it's going throughout the entire week. We're gonna honor Kobe. I think maybe some lines of clothing and maybe some shoes in his honor and stuff like that. But the Lakers will be wearing the black jerseys and honoring Kobe in their game against the Trailblazers a little bit later today.
Yeah, what if they give it to charity or?
I don't know, but they just said they're for sale. Like, I don't think it's a charity thing. Well, we haven't heard it. Maybe it is. I haven't heard that if they're going to Kobe's favorite charity or the Bryant's favorite charity. But from what I can tell, it's, hey, buy our black jerseys because we're wearing them and they're cool. But we'll see. But that's today. The schedule today is Bucks Magic to open it up as the Bucks try to go 3-1. Then the Rockets versus Thunder. Heat Pacers as they try to close it out. And then the nightcap is Blazers Rockets. I mean Blazers Lakers. Are you going to be on the course for any of these games? Or the midday games?
Today?
Yeah.
No. No, not playing today. Tomorrow. Got to get it in before Laura gets here.
Beavers?
Not Laura Beavers. Laura the Hurricane.
She's going to keep you from
Laura the Hurricane.
That's not her nickname? Laura the Hurricane?
That's not her nickname. No. I don't believe it's her nickname.
No, it's not. She's the least like a hurricane.
Oh. All right, 1039, 1040, actually. ESPN 97.5. Let's do a long segment on News of the Weird coming your way next. So let's talk right now about McGrath Pest Control. That's my guy. I love Scott McGrath. Has been awesome for me, and I've been with him for years and years and years. We had the house in Bel Air for, I don't know, 20 years, and Scott McGrath was the guy that we had the whole time. And here's the deal, is he is unbelievable at killing stuff. He kills termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. If you've got any issue at all with your pest control company, don't, because our pest control company is the best. The mosquito murdering system, you want to be in the backyard, and it's going to be actually pretty nice to be in the backyard now going forward, to sit outside, to eat outside. You need the mosquito murdering system because they're killers. After it rains, I don't care what time of the year it is, you're going to be getting mosquitoes, so you want to get rid of those. Save your home from termites as well. He already did a termite inspection on the house we're getting, so he is spectacular, and he will do that for you as well. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240, or go to McGrathPestControl.com. He's the best. Scott McGrath, McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Have you been diagnosed with BPH, an enlarged prostate that's non-cancerous? The good news is that it can be treated without surgery. There's a minimally invasive procedure called PAE, and the most experienced expert in Houston for PAE is Dr. Andrew Doe with Elate Health. PAE uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate, and it's covered by most insurance plans. Stop suffering prostate issues. Call Elate Health. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. Or check them out online. ChoosePAE.com.
After years of working with an outdated website, we called SiteJab. Got a great-looking website that converts visitors into leads. Hi, my name's Servando with Air Team Heating and Cooling. Your website's one of the most important features of your business. That's why you should call our web team at SiteJab to get your website. Not only are they based here in Houston, but they have a great customer service process. If you're in the market for a new website, trust me, you want to give SiteJab a call today.
Call SiteJab today for a website you can count on. 713-999-4661 or SiteJab.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/yes. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
GMC employee pricing for everyone continues at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC in Angleton. Choose from a brand new 2020 GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Terrain and get the employee pricing discount plus a cashback purchase allowance. The hardest part will be choosing which GMC vehicle is right for you and for your family. You can start shopping online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. It's GMC's employee pricing for everyone discount. GMC, we are professional grade.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This wasn't the holiday that I think the family had thought they were going to have. It's a holiday because it's in England. And they call vacations holidays. They were on holiday. One of Britain's first gay dads has now proposed to his daughter's ex-boyfriend while on a family holiday.
What do you mean, one of Britain's first gay dads?
Barry Druitt Barlow and his ex-partner Tony Druitt Barlow hit the headlines in 1999 as the first gay men in the UK to father twins born through surrogacy.
Oh. Did they use both of their DNAs to get it done, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that. Now more than 20 years on, Barry has split from Tony, and he's engaged to their 20-year-old daughter Saffron's ex-boyfriend, Scott Hutchinson, who's 25.
Oof. Is that more complicated than a Doc Rivers, Steph Curry?
Well, I don't know. That's Paul pretty George complicated. Thing. That's pretty complicated.
With Callie Rivers being the daughter involved. This one is rough. So you do something remarkable. You become the first people to do this ever in that country. You're no longer together, but then you strike up a relationship with the daughter from that particular event's ex-boyfriend. Uh-uh. Did he steal her? Daughter?
Well, I don't know if it's her ex now or was her ex already.
Do we have the daughter's opinion on this?
Her daughter. Well, I don't know. Guess what happened last night? He captioned the clip, which also showed off a large diamond ring and a bottle of champagne on ice.
So they're engaged.
Yeah.
Huh. Let me ask you something, John.
Well, Saffron was a part of the celebrations. So the daughter was involved.
That's a very welcoming and understanding family.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Let's remove you from the equation. Let's insert your buddy. Let's forget about the whole first gay dad thing. Let's just say your buddy is let's say some of your buddies like younger women because they've already been married once. And why go back there? One of their sons breaks up with a girl. Would they date a 20 something ex girlfriend of your son's? Do you think your buddies have that in them?
Ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my buddies do. I've got a couple.
Of a son? Of their son? The ex-girlfriend?
It could happen. I'm not ruling that out.
Okay.
Now, their daughter's ex-boyfriend? No.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I get that. Because, well, we know. We're going to assume they have children. Not that it's guaranteeing it, that they're not gay.
Right.
This was a different instance. So I use the heterosexual situation. You think it's possible?
No, it's very possible. Absolutely.
How much distance would have to be between the relationship with the son and before they start striking up something? A couple days? A month? How long?
It might take a little while, but they come around because they're low. They got money, so kids will need the money.
Yeah, okay.
And whatever, Dad. Go ahead. So why don't you tell the story about Kellyanne Conway?
Kellyanne Conway, you might know her from being a spokesperson for the Trump administration. You see her on all the news shows, particularly on Sundays, talking about the plans for the administration and defending them against certain attacks. Her husband, George Conway, was a head of one of the biggest anti-Trump groups of that exists right now. Maybe one of the founders, called Project Lincoln. You might see their tweets or their videos on social media. They have ad campaigns on air in battleground states where they're former Republicans or current Republicans against Trump. That is their common denominator. Now, the daughter for them is a very vocal member of TikTok and social media, and she is a vocal, let's say, critic of the president, which it might make it a little awkward considering what her mom did. If it wasn't even awkward enough that the husband is a vocal critic of the president while the mom works for the administration, mm-hmm. the daughter is as well. And the daughter has talked about how hypocritical both her parents are about some of the things they are doing and how it's not so great for the family. And both parents yesterday went on Twitter to tell the world that they're backing away from their responsibilities, citing familial issues. So George Conway, no longer going to be part of the Project Lincoln group. Kellyanne Conway stepping away from the administration. I asked John this. These are two, in politics at least, these are two pretty vocal and powerful people. Is the daughter the most powerful teenager in all of the country that she got both of them to step away from their jobs?
That they both left big, high-profile jobs just to try to control her.
That's not what they said, but that might be what they're doing.
Man, we can't leave this girl alone. We gotta be home, make sure she's not on her phone tweeting out anything anymore.
This is the tweet from George Conway. So I'm withdrawing from Project Lincoln to devote more time to family matters, and I'll be taking a Twitter hiatus. Needless to say, I continue to support the Lincoln Project and its mission passionately. Kellyanne Conway said, I'm leaving the White House gratefully and humbly, and she put a statement out there that I'm not going to read. But they both have dropped pretty high-profile things because of, let's just say, the daughter is the reason for it. She got both her parents to quit.
She's pretty powerful. Isn't Barron more powerful?
Well, he's not in line to be president. Like, his dad's not a king no matter what he might think. Like, if he had to step away because of whatever, it doesn't go to Barron to run the country.
No, but...
You think Trump would step away from the presidency because of what Barron...
No. That's certainly not. But the daughter now has responded, they're both abusive. She's good.
And she's seeking emancipation.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. She wants out.
And you quit the job. You know what? Just let her leave. Go. You know what? You're a pain in the ass. You know what? I'm going to stay over here. Work. You go ahead. Florida man is in the news, surprisingly. So apparently Herbert McClellan, 27, walked into a Speedway gas station around 2 a.m. Investigators say McClellan reached over the counter and stole 13 different scratch-off lottery tickets while the clerk was distracted. Couple hours later, he came back to cash in his winnings. He had a $30 winning ticket. Went to the same place he stole them from.
Doesn't seem the brightest thing to do.
It doesn't. I don't feel like he's the best crook, if you want to know the truth.
I've come to find out most of the time we find out about a crook in one of these stories, they're not great at what they're doing because we wouldn't have found out about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure you... I'm sure we've heard about stories or even just seen them years later about master criminals. We never hear about them doing things weeks after they do it. We hear about them because the FBI or whatever government agency can't catch them.
Right.
And they become wanted criminals, and then they become stories. We don't ever hear a week later that they did something, unlike this person.
Unlike this guy. This guy was a couple hours later.
Yeah, because
I won. Hey, I gotta go get my winning.
That's a dumb criminal.
He's dumb. Too dumb. He's too dumb to be out there. How much do you think we spend on toilet paper in our lifetime?
How much is a pack of toilet paper?
I don't know that.
I would say, let's say the normal lifespan, let's average it out to 75 years. You're probably buying a roll.
Yeah, but...
But you're buying...
You're not... But you're using.
Oh, that I'm using. I'm not using that much toilet paper. I'm going to go... Is it $1,000?
$11,000 in your lifetime. That's a lot of dumping.
Well, you're not always using it to dump. You're using it to clean up some stuff in the
blow your nose.
Yeah, it's not always for dumping. But I understand the general concept.
Right.
$11,000 worth of toilet paper. That feels like, man, I could make some cuts. I'm spending $11,000 on toilet paper in my lifetime. I feel like I can cut corners.
Right.
Maybe I could get that down to $7,000.
Not sure I want to work for this place. A supermarket in Brazil. Apparently, one of their employees died in the store in an aisle. So what they did was they covered them with open umbrellas so that no one can see him. And then they put kind of boxes around him so that they could stay open, so they could make sure they get more, they get their sales in.
Talk about a lack of care for human life.
Do you think that at any point...
What if you die? And we had to continue.
We'd have to keep the show going. Do you think it would be okay to put umbrellas around?
I don't think so, because it's not like we are open to the public. I think if I just... I think I would go get chairs from the meeting room and just kind of put them around you just to let people know, okay, there's a body here. But we don't have any like sheets, though, to cover you.
So that's a problem.
We're just going to cordon you off from everyone. So Lance would have to limp around you, the fill-in host, whoever. Maybe AJ came in here for the last hour. He'd have to avoid you. But as long as you're not bleeding out, I think we'd be okay.
So there's a story in Beijing, apparently... The bank boss had to apologize to an employee, a new employee. They went out drinking, and the new employee didn't want to drink, so the boss slapped him. Do you think...
That sounds like something you would do to me.
Do you think that David Gao would ever slap you because you wouldn't drink with us?
No, we're birthday buddies. He wouldn't slap me.
He might. If you guys went out for your birthday, partying, and David's like, Del... You gonna have a drink or what?
I would say no.
Hey, have a drink, and gives you a fresh one.
See, the problem with him is if he slaps me, I'm not gonna just leave it at he slapped me because of non-drinking. I'm gonna cash some checks. Okay.
Yeah, these were both the Chinese people, so I guess that wouldn't come into play.
Yeah, I would be like, he didn't just do it because I wasn't drinking.
Okay,
I gotta take advantage. No, I don't think David Gao was. You're more likely to hit me because I'm not drinking. Actually, I would be less bothered by you hitting me than what normally happens. Hey, Dale, come have a drink. Come have a drink, Dale.
Don't be up.
Come over here and drink. I'm like, I don't want to drink. You know I don't drink. Hey, come have a beer with me, Dale. And he goes, hey, Dale wants hugs. I'm more bothered by that than the slap.
You really?
Yes. Every time you do it, I'm
good.
Like,
good. Well, then I'm going to do it. Then I continue to do it.
Every time you do it, I'm like, God, I hate this guy.
10:56 ESPN. Now that I know, guess what happens next time?
I'm just not
going to. Dale, come on.
Come have a drink with us, Dale. Have a beer. Want a Coors Light? It's like, no, John, you know I don't want a Coors Light.
That's it. We're done. Press box next.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.